Hi friends, and welcome to episode 7 of Making Sense of the Unknown Leap into Fatherhood, open bracket, podcast, close bracket. Before we explore today or this week's episode, I would like to offer out some very, very sound advice. Those of you gentlemen who master and who wear beards, do not shave them off in the middle of winter. I have unfortunately made this mistake, and I am now well and truly bearing the brunt of it. It's not a smart move. Those of you not interested in beards, those of you not interested in growing a beard, perhaps you'll be more interested in this week's episode, entitled Single Parenting, The Unknown Leap, Part 4. Dear spouses, please just love one another. So here we go. Please just love one another. The alternative is too great a burden to carry. It's not out of fear that one should love to sustain a relationship, but out of a sense of duty and out of a sense of care. We wake up, kiss the kids goodbye, head off to work, return, and go to sleep. We become mechanical, free of thought. Actions become driven by unconscious routine, which lacks little input, bypassing any notion of cognitive ability. As a couple, we become passing ships in the night. We pass snide comments which are scornful, all the while playing down their malice, masking them merely as playfulness, teasing, banter. This form of jest, as we might call it, can be coupled with the synonym dig, and that is the true essence of it. It digs at and into our partner's character, their soul, and all the while we encourage them to not be so sensitive, or perhaps say, just grow thicker skin, or even worse, just deal with it. We give disparaging looks, a look of impatience, a look which suggests that their actions are pathetic or lame. We stay up late watching TV or gaming to avoid lying next to the person who is waiting for us each and every night to come to bed. We convince ourselves that the children need lying with, and then we happen to suitably fall asleep. Yet another night passes, and we are nowhere to be seen by our partner, who has now grown so used to the separation which is conveniently masked with the care of duty to the children, that we might call it. So I encourage you, please just love one another. We rush to work so that we can feel valued outside of our own relationship back home. We flirt innocently and convince ourselves that a particular colleague is just a friend. We even have ourselves believing that flirt and innocence can fit alongside one another. We neglect to observe the very real fact that innocent flirting is a complete and utter oxymoron, excusing it as it's all in the name of sport, and all the while playing it down with a conscious effort to sell ourselves the lie, which is, this is just a bit of fun, it's harmless. We return home and compare our partner to the fun guy or fun girl at work. We take their highlighted personality and weigh it up against the warts and all personality of our spouse, because it is more thrilling to have a love interest outside of the home where we don't have to be overly involved in. We play fantasy and all the while emotionally cheat on the partner who is potentially none the wiser, the partner who is still focused on building that all-important life together. We lie to ourselves because that is what we do. We avoid the hard topics. We bury our heads because life has somehow become confrontation-free, and that suits us just fine. Please just talk. Please just strip it all back and avoid turning your back on what is honest, pure, and right. Hug, even if it makes you cringe. Talk, even if it is hard to do so. Persist, work, and expel all distraction which aims to eat at your relationship like a silent, deadly cancer. It sounds extreme. It sounds out there. It sounds like, this will never happen to me. It never happens to me, whatever it is. You can fill in that blank. But you know what? Avoidance is futile. Flirtation is never, ever innocent. Fear of what may be, fear of talking, fear of being honest, is counterproductive, because apathy kills. And so it is my plea, my encouragement, to try and help you not walk down the line of separation, of the complexities of children and moving apart. Please just love one another today, right now.